Ooh, this couple had a fight. And now their relationship is on the rocks. On the rocks. Do you know what that means? That means their relationship is in a very dangerous place. Okay? It's hanging by a thread. That's another idiom. On the rocks, hanging by a thread. That means it's almost gone. Okay? They might break up forever. They might get divorced. Okay? Is there anything they can do to heal their relationship? Is there anything? Well, in this lesson, I want to teach you how to apologize. I think this is maybe the most important topic in the world. How to apologize. This is so important for making peace. And hey, I want to ask you, can there be forgiveness without apology? Do you think it's even possible to forgive someone when there is no apology? I mean, like I said, I think this is just so important. Look, apology is like a key that unlocks forgiveness. Okay? It's like a key. I mean, when you're really hurt, your heart is sort of locked, right? And you need to hear a certain apology in order to sort of unlock your forgiveness so you can be happy again. You can sort of heal the relationship, okay? Without that key, I mean, can there be real forgiveness? I don't know. I think it's almost impossible. Okay, so in this lesson, I want to teach you how to apologize. Now, I'm not saying I'm an expert, but I think I have some great ideas that will really help you solve almost any situation you get yourself in. Okay, I'm going to give you 10 steps. The first step is apologize quickly. Okay, this is important. I mean, as soon as you realize that you've hurt someone, apologize right away. Okay, the longer you wait, the bigger the problem will become. Trust me, if you don't apologize right away, then it's going to fester. Okay, when there's a problem in your heart that is not really being dealt with, then it festers. That word fest, that's a good word for your English vocabulary. It festers, and that's bad. Okay, also, the longer you wait, the more awkward it will be to apologize. Right? I mean, imagine if you tell your friend, "Hey, last year when I did that to you, hey, I'm just sorry about that." It's a little bit awkward. If you wait a whole year, why did you wait a year? Why not right away? So try to do it as quickly as you can. Okay, the second tip is apologize sufficiently. What does this mean? Okay, apologize sufficiently. I think this is a very big problem that a lot of people have. Okay, look, let's say the offense is that much and the apology is only that much. Okay, is that going to unlock the forgiveness in the person's heart? No, that's gonna make it even worse. Okay, for example, let's say I call your grandma a fat pig. Whoa, that is a huge offense, right? And then let's say later on I say, "Oh, hey, sorry about that." Is that enough? Is that going to help? No. In fact, that is going to make it even worse. Okay, look, the apology always has to be more than the offense. More. Not even equal. Always more. Make sure you apologize enough so that you can unlock that. If it's not enough, it's not going to unlock that. Okay, so always remember, apologize enough, sufficiently. Sufficient means enough. Okay, tip number three, or step number three, okay, show emotion. Show emotion. Now, this is maybe the most important. This is so key. Okay, look, I know some people are not emotional people, They never cry. They never, they're very emotionless. Okay. Some people need to feel the emotion from the other person. Okay. So try to show emotion. If it's a very serious thing that you've done to someone else, cry. I mean, try to cry. If you can't cry, I mean, just try to show it. Hey, I am so, so sorry, you know, about the things I said about your grandma. Try to at least look like it. Sound in your voice. Sound sorry. If you just say, sorry about that. Sorry. I mean, that's very emotionless. Try to show some emotion. Okay, step number four, take ownership. Take ownership that you did it, okay? There was once a girl who apologized to me this way. I'm so sorry you feel that way. I'm so sorry you feel that way. This is the worst apology in the world. Why is it bad? Because it's saying, I'm sorry you. Me? That has nothing to do with me. Okay, look, you need to say, I'm sorry I. I'm sorry I did this. If you say, I'm sorry you, that's just shifting the blame. You're basically saying it's your fault for feeling this way. Okay, don't do that. Say, I'm sorry, I did this. That way you're taking ownership of the problem. Okay, now step number five, name the offense. Name it. Say what you did. Okay, this means basically state whatever you did to hurt that person. Okay, you could say this, I'm so sorry I called your grandma a fat pig. Okay, this is great. You're naming what it was that hurt the other person. Okay, now step six, acknowledge the hurt. Acknowledge what your offense actually did to that person. How did it hurt them? Okay, so you could say, I'm so sorry I called your grandma a fat pig. I know that hurt you so much. Okay, that's good. You're acknowledging that what you did hurt the other person. That's great. Okay, step seven, ask for forgiveness. Ask for forgiveness. This shows that you want to make things right. Okay, you could say, I'm so sorry I called your grandma a fat pig. I know that hurt you so much. Will you forgive me? Will you forgive me? Okay, step eight, rebuild value. Okay, this is very, very important, and I think this step is often just completely missed. Okay, now when you offend someone, when you hurt someone, they can often feel like you don't care about them. They feel just maybe really low self-esteem. They don't feel valuable. Okay, they feel like you don't care. So what you need to do if you hurt someone is to rebuild the value there, that you're not going to let the relationship go. Okay, so you can say this, I am so sorry I called your grandma a fat pig. I know that hurt you so much. Will you forgive me? Your friendship means so much to me. I would never want to lose you. Your friendship means so much to me. I would never want to lose you. Okay, you've just rebuilt value into the relationship. Okay, now the person feels like, you know, they're not just going to be let go. They have value. That feels good as a person to have that kind of value. So please remember this step when you apologize to someone. Okay, step nine, show eagerness to change. This is again very important. Eagerness, not willingness. Okay, there's a difference between willingness and eagerness. Okay, if you're willing to change, that almost means you have to be pushed to change. Or that means that you are like, you're doing them a favor. Yeah, I'm willing to do this for you. I don't have to, but I'm willing. Okay, no, that's not what you want to show. You want to show eagerness. Yes, I want to change, okay? So you could say this, okay? I'm so sorry I called your grandma a fat pig. I know that hurt you so much. Will you forgive me? Your friendship means so much to me. I would never want to lose you. What can I do to fix this situation? What can I do? What can I do to fix this? Okay, that shows eagerness to do whatever you can to help heal the relationship. Okay, now step 10, listen. I mean, just take some time to listen to what the other person says. That shows that you care about them. You're going to be intentional about what they say. If they say things that, you know, you just ask them, what can I do to fix this? If they say, you know, hey, I would love it if you did this or that, listen to them, and, you know, and try to just try to heal, just try to do whatever you can to heal this problem. Okay, look, I think if you do these 10 steps, I think you can heal any hurt in the world, in the history of the world. I think it can be healed. Now, sometimes there are deep hurts that have, you know, been going on for your whole life, you know, maybe with your wife or your husband, or, you know, that run really deep. Well, I think these 10 steps will be the solution, but it might not happen once. Okay, if you go through all 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and it still doesn't really change, you might just need to do it again and do it again, okay? Just repeat the steps until you unlock that person's heart, that person's forgiveness, okay? Very often, when someone is deeply hurt, they just sort of, they might say, oh, that's okay, don't worry about it, that's all right. It doesn't matter. Okay, really, they're suffering pain and they're holding the hurt inside, but they don't believe that you really care enough about it, right? So they just, it's okay, it doesn't matter. So that's why if you get a response like that, you know, don't give up, don't lose hope, don't get discouraged, just try again, just keep trying to get that forgiveness from that person. And I think, hey, I really think this is going to work for you. Now, I just want to give you just a couple of tips. Don't sound like a politician. Okay, politicians are the worst at apologizing. They say things like, I regret saying that. That's just cold. That's emotionless. Don't use the word regret. Regret is like a... It's a very political sounding word. Say, I'm so sorry. That is a much better thing to say. And hey, don't miss or substitute any of the steps I said. Okay, so all these 10 steps, you can't miss one. Oh, I'm not going to do step 4 or step 7. No, all of the steps have to be done for the key to be right. Okay, don't substitute any of the steps. I mean, if you hurt someone and you think, I'm going to buy them some flowers, that will make everything okay. So you buy them some flowers. Here you go, honey. I love you so much. Well, they need an apology and you're not giving them apology. You're giving them something else. Okay, so I think in most cases, this is going to make it even worse, because you're not doing what needs to be done. Now, flowers are great, okay, or other gifts or other things can help. They might help, depending on the person, but, you know, I think it could also make things worse. What needs to happen is the apology, all the 10 steps, right? You can't substitute it for anything else. So please try just to focus on the apology itself. And I think that's really going to work for you. But I want you to let me know, what are your thoughts on this? Did I miss any steps? What is your experience? Do you think my 10 steps would actually work for any situation around the world? Let me know your thoughts down there in the comments, and I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.